Hi, my name is Derek and I'm in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Jaden and I am in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Inessa and I'm in the fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Lola and I'm in the fourth grade.
Hi, my name is Allison and I am in the fourth grade.
Welcome to the Bearcasters! Hello, everybody. Today is one of our casters' birthday. It's Derek's birthday. And
happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
Wait, what?
Are you ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to you.
Bowie toast sauce.
Happy birthday, dear Derek. Happy birthday to you.
You had to save emo.
Oh my god, all you guys hit the high notes.
I know. These two are quiet while everybody was saying something else.
I know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bearcasters. Today, we're going to be talking about video games.
What are some type of video games that everybody likes here?
What are
video games that you can play?
Oh my god! Of course.
Of course.
Like, what's your favorite type of video games?
Like, hold on. What are some types of video games? Like, do you have a console?
Yes. Does everyone have a console? Which type of console you guys have?
Okay.
I have a phone.
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah.
That's a phone, not a console. I have a PS5.
I have a
phone. Sebastian, what type of console you have?
I have a PlayStation 5.
My brother has a PlayStation.
What about you, Lola?
I have a PS4, but it's not mine. It's my brother's. But since he's in college, I don't even care if he lets me use it. I just use it.
That's nice.
I have a PS4. I use it sometimes if I don't have that much homework. But yeah.
I have an Xbox.
Oh wow.
that's something I use.
What kind of games do you play on the Xbox, both of y'all?
No, PlayStation.
I have an Xbox.
I know. What are some type of games you have to play on the Xbox?
I like to play games that you can do whatever you want.
So like Minecraft.
Yes.
Like, you could be creative, do whatever you want, destroy the whole world if you have to.
You, Sebastian?
There's a lot of games, but mostly the Spider-Man series games. I have a Spider-Man Remastered, Spider-Man Miles Morales, and Spider-Man 2.
Oh, you have the new one?
Yeah.
I don't want to get that, but my
brother has it. He finished it literally in a few days.
What kind of games do you have to play on the PlayStation 4?
Well, my brother, I just play any games that my brother like has installed. I have FIFA, and then there's another one. I saw he had like the little game card for GTA. But I couldn't play it because I didn't even know where the CD was at. Oh. And basically, my brother still has like a knockoff version of GTA. So if I want to play GTA, I just do that.
So we should start talking about the appropriateness of GTA. Is GTA allowed for you?
It's TV mature. It's rated R.
No,
it's rated M. Yeah, M.
They should make like a kid's version of GTA.
How is that possible?
Yeah,
I know. And just like a water gun.
I know.
A water gun, just.
And they ride bikes.
They ride bikes. They usually. You can ride bikes in GTA.
Yeah.
You can ride bikes.
No bad words.
Yeah.
I think they do have bad words.
I have it on mobile because on Netflix, like it lets you like download it. I don't know why, but
Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, they have games on Netflix.
And what are the costs and prices that they are?
I have my own little thing. It's like a Nintendo Switch, and it was like $60 for Mario Kart.
For real?
I got it for only $15, and it was a deluxe, and it had the physical one. It was only $15 at a GameStop. Also,
well, my sister got the Wii, the Nintendo Wii, and I was the best at Mario Kart. Yeah. It was fun. It had different modes. Like there was the balloon mode where you have three balloons, and if you lose all of them, you lose. Yeah. And there was other ones. I forgot.
And like on Mario Kart, you can buy like different skins. I bought Waluigi.
Oh, one of my favorite games are Bedwars, which is on Roblox.
That's
really fun.
I don't really.
Me and Derek played 24/7.
Oh my god.
I mean, I have a VR headset. It was like $300.
On MetaQuest?
It's like yeah. It's like cheap for a VR headset, but it's still expensive.
Yeah, but like it's a good one though too, because most virtual reality headsets you need a PC. Yeah. You could just use your phone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. So sad.
Bye.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Bearcasters, and today we are going to be talking about some after-school hobbies. We're going to start off with Derek.
Derek, one of my after-school hobbies is playing the clarinet, and I know I'm pretty sure everybody's wondering, do you play the clarinet because you like having a school band? Yes, I do, but I like using it because I like to play one of my favorite songs on it.
What?
Something. Also, what is one of your after-school hobbies, Anissa?
One of my after school hobbies is to play video games on my phone, chill around, play some Bed Wars, do my homework. And yeah, that's my hobby.
Nice.
what are your after school hobbies?
Sebastian.
So one of my after school hobbies is playing guitar, hanging around with you guys every Thursday, and playing on my PS5. So yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
Guitar. what about you, Lola? What type of after school hobbies do you do?
I play soccer. I have practice today. Basically, that's it. My life is pretty boring besides that. So, do you have any after school hobbies?
Haram.
That's sad. I do joss a little. Sometimes I even help Mr. Martinez do anything I sometimes volunteer, but sometimes not. But I usually draw my dog.
I mean, I love my dogs.
Your dog?
Yeah, he's cute.
Oh my god,
what about you, Alice?
Alice. After school, I have quite a few after school hobbies, but sometimes I would play the violin, or I would crochet. It's kind of like knitting, but
what's the difference between knitting and crocheting?
It's pretty much the same. It's just for knitting, it's like a less it's like thinner than crochet.
That's crazy.
What are your after school hobbies, Mr. Moreno?
Oh. Mr. Moreno has after school hobbies. What are some of my after school hobbies? That is a very good question. So I I really like, I like reading after school. I actually do sometimes play video games, but not a lot. One of the things that I've been working at as a hobby, I guess you could call it a hobby, is barbecuing. I've been trying to get a lot better at it, practicing. Sometimes I ask my wife to try out the food that I make. Sometimes she likes it.
You should give the food to us.
So, yeah. So it's a work in progress, though. It's a work in progress. So last night I made some, oh my God, what are they called? Molitas? Have you, you know what those are? Yeah. It's kind of just like a taco with like a lot of cheese on it and the carne asada meat. Like they're kind of like quesadillas. Yeah. There's a taco truck by where we live that makes them, and they call them molitas. But they're kind of just like, sort of like quesadillas, but I can say they came out pretty good. It's carne asada. But you can put whatever you want.
So after talking about this, since talking about food and hobbies, I'm pretty sure everybody has gone to the movie theaters.
No.
With food and everything. You haven't gone.
No, I don't go.
You've never gone to like
once.
You've never.
Have you even?
I watch movies though.
At least he watches movies. What are one of y'all favorite movies?
Now we're transitioning into talking about movies.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Perfect. Okay. So recent movies. What are some recent movies that people have seen? What do we think, Lisa? What have you seen?
Barbie.
That's going faster.
With like five different friends.
Thoughts on Barbie? Good movie, bad movie. What do you think?
I haven't seen it.
They ruined Barbie.
I know. They made a whole entire month about Barbie, and it wasn't even that good of a movie.
So I was. I know it's. I guess it's kind of thought of as a quote unquote girl movie, but I went because I was very curious because there's so much talk about it. I thought it was very interesting. I thought it was a little strange though. It was a little weird.
What do you mean?
I mean by that, like just the action, and because they used like a fictional Barbie world that fit into the realistic world, and I know that's kind of like a fantasy type genre, but it just, I don't know. I don't know if it worked for me. Yeah. It seemed a little strange.
And for some reason, I watch Harley Quinn sometimes, and for some reason, some of the references kind of look like Harley Quinn.
Oh, it's because Margot Robbie plays Harley Quinn.
I didn't get that. Okay, how about Willy Wonka? Has anybody seen Willy Wonka?
No, I have not. No.
I have seen the old ones. My favorite one is the Johnny Depp.
What about you?
I've watched it. But it was like not that good. There was like nothing really that special about it. Cause I mean, overall it was a happy ending. But it was kind of confusing because he liked chocolate. He had friends with the Noompa Loompa. And there was a guy that wanted to go against him for making chocolate.
That's cool.
And his mom died.
No spoilers.
Sorry. Nah. That's all I could tell you guys. I'm sorry.
Not all.
I'll get copyrighted.
Delete the footage.
Allison, what about you? Any good movies you've seen recently?
Not really.
Okay.
Just like movies that been around for like Netflix for a couple of months.
Actually, a very annoying movie to me was Oppenheimer.
It wasn't a good movie.
It was like 3 hours for 3 hours, and it was just about like a bomb and how he felt bad and
it's a movie about
Oppenheimer.
But the thing is, it actually happened in real life.
Can I explain this? Can I explain the whole movie?
We don't want to give it away.
No spoilers.
Right?
They
so hold on. What do you know about Oppenheimer? About the background story.
I know Oppenheimer is about atomic nukes, and how they were gonna stop, how they were gonna destroy the world. But then
world.
Yeah, the world or something. I haven't seen the movie, but I know in the trailer that he asked In the trailer, it shows that Oppenheimer talks with Albert Einstein if it's a good idea to give the secrets of the atomic bomb or something like that.
That is true. Oppenheimer did work with Einstein.
To create
the bomb.
And there have been atomic bombs that have been dropped on countries that have killed many, many, many people. So I think that's kind of the importance behind the movie.
What's your favorite? What are you guys' favorite movies?
Your go-to movie.
Yeah. Your go-to movies.
Oh, that you've seen like over 1,000 times.
Oh,
El Bud. You can quote.
Quote on. What do you mean?
Nacho. Nobody?
Nacho Libre?
Yes.
I love that movie.
That is that movie whenever I'm...
The one with Jack Black?
Yes.
I love that
whenever,
one.
Whenever I am grading papers or whenever I need some background movie or I'm bored, that's my movie. I make my daughters watch that movie and we quote that movie really? All the time.
It reminds me of that one movie, Here Comes the Boom, that one?
Oh, yeah.
It has the same type of storyline. Because Jack Black is the one trying to get money for the kids while the other dude... And Here Comes the Boom is also working for the kids' marching band. So, they could get, more money for, the music teacher, basically, the coach to help him raise money.
So, because in Nacho Libre, he's raising money for the orphanage,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, this one, they're raising money for a group of kids.
It's a band.
It's funny. We recommend it.
Yeah. Here Comes the Boom?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check that out. Any other go-to movies?
I've seen many times Blue Beetle. Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's funny.
I know. Blue Beetle's your go-to movie. You can watch it over and over again.
No. When he started flying out, he came back in, and one of the characters said, "You scared the frijoles out of me."
Okay, you have to watch that.
Well, one of my go-to movies is called Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh,
it's based on the true.
Is that Clint Eastwood?
Huh?
Clint Eastwood?
What's that?
That's the name of the actor.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
The main actor is Andrew Garfield.
See,
okay. It's about a medic that's Christian and he doesn't want to hold a gun, but they accepted him to go to Hacksaw. Which was a place where the United States and the Japanese Empire fought. The American went up there 6 times, but they failed every time. Until he came, he saved over 70 men without carrying a weapon or anything. His name was Desmond Doss. He was born in 1919. His father was a veteran of World War I, and so he had after effects on the war that affected him mentally and physically.
PTSD.
Yes, and one of the reasons was when he was also one of the, his father was also one of the reasons why he didn't want to hold a gun, because the father, Doss's father, was very abusive to him and his mother, and one night the father actually tried to kill the mother with a gun. And that's when he vowed to never touch a gun. Mm-hmm.
Did they talk about did they use the term conscientious objector?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes. The military actually told them, because he went on trial because he didn't finish his training, and so he was sent to court.
Huh. You know, now that I think about that, I have heard of that movie. It's not Clint Eastwood, sorry. But I never saw it. So it sounds like a very interesting movie. Pretty amazing. You guys know a lot about that whole situation.
It's very bloody.
Another recent movie that I have went to is FNAF.
Oh!
FNAF.
The Five Nights at Freddy's.
Is it a scary movie?
No.
Yeah, it's kind of, but it's supposed to be, but it's not that scary.
It's
It's not. It's not a scary movie. It's a thriller movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, who's seen it here?
This is my friend.
I haven't. You've seen it too?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
That song a little bit of so it. Weird.
But is it recommended?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very.
It's PG-13.
Okay, but wait. But I get nightmares when I watch scary movies.
It's not scary. It's
the game.
The game.
I guess
is scary,
the game is terrible.
Yeah. They try to base it on the game that's scary, but
it's not. No,
it's yeah. Like they didn't try to.
I know.
Is it on Netflix now?
No. It's on Peacock.
No. Yeah. Peacock? It's inspired by a different type of story.
Like a girl playing with animatronics, basically. Just
okay. Abby.
So
Abby, yeah.
One of my go-to movies. It's like really old, but I used to watch it a lot with my cousin. Is E.T.
Yes.
Couldn't find his way.
Finally, I haven't seen it. Something we all agree upon. Have
I
you
love
seen it, Allison? Fantastic.
Has anyone seen
my
the book
dad
about?
Has always wanted me to watch, and I finally watched it.
It
and he went asleep. He went asleep.
What?
Yeah, it was like 9. It was barely 9.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Right.
I haven't seen it.
So cool.
Right. Everybody likes this movie.
Yes.
Fantastic. I thought about showing it in class, but they do use bad words in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hatchet.
Hatchet has bad words in it?
Oh, it wasn't really a bad word, but it's recommended as a mean word to say.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got it.
It's a no-no word.
Got it.
Disney, has anyone seen The Book of Life?
Oh, my
yes.
God. I love that movie. Ooh. Dude, that was one of my go-to movies as a kid.
I know.
That was correct me if I'm wrong. Was that Dia de los Muertos movie before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Before Coco, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw it once.
Oh, one. Me and my sister love this movie so much. I lost count of how many times I've watched it, but it's a bit old. Back to the Future.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece.
Yes.
All of them
great
are
movie.
Good.
I'm telling you, 80s, golden age for
yeah. And another 80, old.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Another old movie is. Another old good movie is Elle Bud.
Wait, what?
What's
what?
That?
Excuse me?
You guys know.
Elle Bud? Wait, what's that?
What is it called?
Elle Bud?
Albert?
No.
Oh, Airborne.
Oh, Air Bud?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
Air Bud. Air Bud.
Yes.
With a dog. I think that was a true story, or based on a true story.
Airbud? No, I don't think so.
No?
It's about a dog who plays
maybe
basketball,
I'm wrong.
I think.
It's kind of sad.
Oh, Airbud, yeah. The golden retriever.
Who plays basketball with his nose?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't even recommend
I heard of
that
it.
To me.
I don't know.
Dogs. If did he die? Did the dog die?
No.
But
okay,
thank God.
But there's this
God.
At one point of the movie, the owner tries to get rid of the dog.
Whoa.
And then the guy brings the dog to an island, and he just runs back to the shore and without the dog. But the dog escapes, and comes back to his owner.
Question, movie, title. Tell me if you've seen this. Goonies.
Yes. 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 Yes.
No,
yes.
You've never seen
of
the
course,
Goonies.
Man.
What are Goonies?
Gosh.
What do you think, Sebastian? Goonies.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Oh my God. It could go anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. So Goonies is a really, really old movie, but it's a masterpiece. Yeah. So it's basically some kids that I haven't watched it in a long time, but it's some kids that go out and there's like three bad guys that escape and they like they run away.
They're hunting for treasure,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know all of their names. I mean like
Chunk.
Yeah, I was about to say that, yeah, Chunk. It's like really funny. So you know how in every like show, like when they have a group, they have like the smart one, the leader one, the one that's cool, the one that's like, oh, I'm hungry.
Like, I'm already
the funny
hungry.
One. Yeah. yeah. So it's like that group, and they have to go out to save someone, or like
they have to. Yeah, they end up saving one of the
Chunk. Yeah.
Well, Chunk saves one of the other. They save this other like person from. supposed to be this bad guy monster, but he's actually really nice, and they become friends with him.
He gives him a three musketeer bar, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So that's, if you haven't seen Goonies, it's from the 80s. 80s, golden age of movies for like that age range.
Another cinematic masterpiece I have to say is Karate Kid.
Let's go!
That's the original, right?
Yes,
the original, absolutely. Just really quickly, the first time I saw the Karate Kid, I know Mr. Moreno was not supposed to, but the first time, do you remember how the wax on, the wax off?
Yeah.
The first time you see that as a kid in the movie theater, because you're like, why is he making him wash his cars and do the fence? And then he does the whack, right? And then he's like, wax on, wax off. He's like, you got to do it like this. And then he gets mad. And he's like, why are you making me wash your car and clean your this and that? And then Mr. Miyagi's like, okay, do wax on, wax off. And he's up, and he's doing karate moves. And he didn't even know that he was learning. And it was like amazing. Like your mind just gets blown. And you're like, oh my goodness. So
how did they make up
that? I don't know. And then after that, you leave the movie theater and you think you know karate and you don't. So then your brother. But yeah, great, great movie.
Well, I've seen Pinocchio.
I don't like the stop motion ones.
There's like 5,000 different like stories of this is what happened, like it's all like very different.
Let's talk about the original one. Has anyone seen the original
one? Cartoon one?
Yes.
The cartoon one kind of scared me, but only about the part where Pinocchio's like hanging around with that one kid and like he turns into a donkey.
Trollbox. When there's like trolls.
Oh, that's stop motion too,
yeah,
right?
Stop motion. But
I never
really
saw that.
Where there's like trolls, but they hide in boxes, and whatever labeled it is, it's by called that. And then there's like this little boy who was adopted by them.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Has anybody seen The Outsiders?
Yes.
What's The Outsiders?
Outsiders is a movie where there's like teenagers, and
they're like in gangs.
In gangs. Yeah. It stars Tom Cruise, right?
Tom Cruise when he was younger, yes.
Yeah.
Again, the 80s children. The 80s. Magical time.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Oh.
That was a masterpiece.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great conversation. Bye. I think we should wrap it up.
Bye.
Any other thoughts really quickly you want to say?
Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah.
Make sure
you brush your teeth and do your homework.
Hey, comb your hair, children.
What?
Bang and say. We can tell,
also,
guys.
Disney
we can
movies?
Tell. Shallow. That's
from
the best one.
Movies, they're good, but now.
Shallow.
All right, let's all say goodbye. Good luck.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Oh, it's back.